What if everything you believed about career success was wrong? We're taught that hard work, talent, and integrity pave the road to the top. Yet award-winning school superintendent Rudy Crewe was forced out months after being named National Superintendent of the Year. Ken Kaiser transformed the Veterans Health Administration into what experts called the best medical care in the U.S., then lost his job to political opposition. Even Steve Jobs, the visionary behind Apple, was once fired from his own company. The uncomfortable truth? Performance alone doesn't guarantee advancement, and poor performance doesn't necessarily doom you. Research reveals that job evaluations are heavily influenced by supervisors' prior opinions rather than actual results. What truly determines who rises isn't just what you accomplish, it's whether the right people know about it, remember you, and feel good around you. The mere exposure effect shows that familiarity breeds preference. Your brilliance matters far less than your visibility, and the sooner you accept this reality, the faster you'll stop waiting for recognition that may never arrive. Power isn't reserved for the naturally charismatic. Ron Meyer transformed from high school dropout to Hollywood executive by cultivating specific traits across two dimensions, will and skill. Will encompasses ambition, energy, and focus. Skill requires self-knowledge, confidence, reading others, and tolerating conflict. Energy is particularly transformative. Laura Esserman earned her MBA while practicing medicine full-time and having her first child, remarking, "You don't change the world by first taking a nap. Energy inspires others and signals commitment that opens doors. Focus works like a magnifying glass concentrating sunlight. Joe Beneducci became a tech-savvy CEO by 39 through structured self-reflection, recording insights after every significant interaction. Confidence signals competence. Dr. Francis Conley projected certainty with patients while expressing uncertainty with colleagues. Interestingly, excessive intelligence can hinder power acquisition. Brilliant people often work alone, develop overconfidence, or intimidate colleagues. The most effective leaders balance capability with strategic relationship building. Where you start matters more than talent. Studies show employees beginning in powerful departments move up salary scales faster and remain in high-power units throughout their careers. Different organizations have different pathways. AT&T's route to CEO ran through Illinois Bell, GM's through finance, and the University of Illinois filled senior positions from physics. Departmental power stems from unit cohesion, critical resources, and solving pressing problems. As competitive challenges shift, so does power's location, explaining why CEO backgrounds evolved from production to marketing to finance over the past century. Power indicators include relative pay, physical location near leadership, and committee representation. Keith Ferrazzi secured guaranteed annual dinners with Deloitte's head as a condition for accepting their offer. Reginald Lewis gained admission to Harvard Law School despite explicit program rules prohibiting it, without even completing an application. People consistently underestimate others' willingness to help because they focus on compliance costs rather than the social awkwardness of refusing. Asking for what you want frequently succeeds because people are flattered. It's self-affirming and ego-enhancing. In competitive environments, blending in guarantees obscurity. Caroline Kennedy's failed Senate bid illustrated this. She couldn't overcome modesty impulses to self-promote effectively. Research reveals a crucial caveat to being liked. When choosing between being loved or feared, choose fear for maintaining power. Harvard research found negative reviewers were perceived as more intelligent and expert than positive ones, even when reviews were of equal quality. Appearing competent often requires seeming tough. Resources, money, jobs, information, are fundamental power sources. Willie Brown exemplified this by raising money and helping colleagues win elections, while his predecessor lost power by hoarding resources. Building power doesn't require starting from strength. A resource is anything people want, and providing it engages reciprocity norms. Small favors generate disproportionately large obligations. People appreciate help with mundane tasks they find boring, precisely the kinds of tasks great for building a power base. Frank Stanton rose from a two-person research department to CBS vice president by making himself indispensable, gathering information senior management wanted. Heidi Roizen built a successful technology career despite lacking a computer science background. Her secret? Strategic relationships. Starting as a newsletter editor gave her access to senior leaders who recognized her talents. Networking means building informal relationships that facilitate work by providing access to resources. Many roles fundamentally involve connecting parties. Venture capitalists bridge investors and entrepreneurs. Project managers unite disparate groups. Networking correlates with better evaluations, higher salaries, and greater satisfaction. At Raytheon, executives in networking-focused programs scored 35% higher on evaluations and were 43% more likely to be promoted. Not everyone in your network is equally valuable, so allocate time strategically. Mark Granovetter's research revealed that weak ties, casual acquaintances rather than close friends, provide non-redundant information and new contacts. Your power comes not just from network size, but from centrality. Being the hub through which information flows creates influence through information control and perceived importance. Authority is 20% given, 80% taken. Oliver North maintained his reputation after the Iran-Contra scandal by wearing his decorated uniform and speaking assertively without shame. Donald Kennedy lost his Stanford presidency, appearing hesitant with assistance beside him. As Intel's Andy Grove noted, part of it is self-discipline and part of it is deception. After a while, if you act confident, you become more confident. This works because attitudes follow behavior and emotions are contagious. Leaders are constantly on stage. Research shows people expressing anger are perceived as dominant, strong, competent, and smart, conferring more status than sadness. While height and attractiveness matter, you can enhance power presence by dressing for status and moving powerfully, standing straight, chest and pelvis forward rather than curling inward. In conversation, powerful people interrupt, less powerful people get interrupted. Persuasive language creates vivid images that override reason, as Churchill's wartime speeches demonstrated. Five techniques enhance persuasion: using us versus them references, pausing strategically, presenting information in threes, using contrastive pairs, and speaking without notes to demonstrate mastery. Power demands sacrifice. Nobel laureates find fame hampers research. Scholar James March observed, "You could have power or autonomy, but not both." Building power consumes time otherwise spent on relationships and family. Higher positions attract rivals, creating constant trust dilemmas. Yet, power remains essential for survival. Michael Marmot's research revealed lower-ranked employees face significantly higher mortality risks from heart disease. Power, status, and job control are critical protective factors. Feeling helpless produces harmful stress, while having power prolongs life. Power also creates wealth opportunities and enables meaningful change, whether transforming healthcare or improving workplaces. Many deceive themselves believing the world is automatically fair, becoming passive rather than proactive. Building power doesn't require extraordinary brilliance. As Woody Allen noted, 80% of success is showing up. Organizations rarely deliver justice automatically. You must advocate for yourself. Marmot's study of 18,000 British civil servants revealed those at the bottom had four times the death risk from heart disease compared to those at the top. Seek power as if your life depends on it, because it does.